Awesome Time with singing stars Peggy Allen and Robert Simmons. Vienna in 1826. Gay Vienna, the Vienna of Franz Schubert, of his friend Herr Wimpersinger, the dancing master, and of Vicky, the dancing master's lovely daughter. Herr Wimpersinger is giving a lesson to a number of girls in the courtyard of his house, while Vicky looks on.
Freely, light as air. Smile, lady, smile. Turn out your feet. This is where you change your step. Take care, take care.
That'll be all for today, young ladies. Off you go. Vicky, I'm going across the road to see Herr Lafont. He has an old miniature to show me.
Yes, Father. Oh, I also heard that Herr Lafont has some old brandy. Don't be long.
Only a few moments. Excuse me.
Oh, yes?
Herr Wimpersinger?
Well, hardly, Herr Leutnant.
Oh, no, of course not. I mean, does he live here? I've been recommended to him for dancing lessons. He does teach.
Oh, yes.
Are you one of his pupils?
Oh, no, Herr Leutnant. I am only his daughter.
His daughter? They never told me.
Told you what?
They even have a daughter, much less a beautiful one. What's your name?
Vicky.
Oh, say it again.
Vicky.
Again?
No. Why should I?
Because every time you say key, you have the most adorable little dimple I've ever seen, sir. There.
I think I'd better fetch my father. Oh, here he is. Father, a gentleman to see you.
Herr Wimpersinger?
The same.
I am Count Rudi von Hörnberg, Leutnant of the Imperial Guard.
We are honored, Your Excellency.
I wish you to teach me to dance.
Thank you, Your Excellency.
When do we begin?
Would tomorrow at noon suit your Excellency?
Why not at once?
1,000 apologies, Your Excellency, but my accompanist has gone home. Would tomorrow do instead?
Very well, Herr Wimpersinger. Tomorrow at noon. Good day.
Good day, Fräulein. Tomorrow at noon.
Oh, isn't he handsome, Father?
Good morning, Vicky.
Oh, good morning, Herr Lafont. What brings you over so early?
I wanted to talk to young Franz Schubert about his concert.
Oh, shall I call him?
Why not serenade him? I never knew him to be far away when you sing.
Yes, my dear. Serenade him with that new little song of his own.
The question?
I may not ask the flowers or all the stars that glow if they could ever tell me the secret I would know. I am no happy gardener, the stars are far away, but you, my flowing brooklet, may answer yea or nay. Oh,
I have some news for you. Johann Vogel is coming today to see me. Me, his old music master, Frederick Lafont. I wrote him. He has promised me that if your songs please him, he will sing them.
How can I ever thank you?
Well, that's settled. Now, when are we to hear your newest song?
Yes, indeed.
Oh, it's nothing really, just a little thing.
Let us hear it, my boy.
Was the rosebud red and rare in a field of clover? Came a youth for flower fair? I will park you just to wear till the day is over. Rosebud, rosebud, nestling there in your field of clover. Said the rosebud, take good heed, pluck me if you're daring. I've a thorn for hour of need, I will pierce you till you bleed. Why should I be caring? So beware and take good heed, pluck me if you're daring. Red, red rose, my hand is torn, cried the youth despairing, as he felt the cruel thorn to his feet a rose forlorn fell beyond all caring. Said the youth, now rose, farewell, you're not fit for wearing.
Splendid, my boy, splendid. And now you must excuse me for a moment.
Oh, Herr Schubert, I'm so glad your concert's to be a success. Now you'll be famous.
If it is, I'm going to ask someone to marry me.
Who's the fortunate girl, Herr Schubert?
You'll know when the time comes, Vicky.
Franz, I have been speaking with my friends, and do you know they ask who is Vogel? They've never heard of him.
I'm not buying tickets for a singer they don't know. Well, perhaps they're right. Perhaps it's that Vienna doesn't want to hear the songs.
The Archduchess could help.
Of course, but she doesn't even know we exist. If only she had a chance of hearing your music.
She has.
What?
Oh, months ago, I sent her my new marching song of the Imperial Guard. But she didn't even acknowledge it. And it wasn't bad either.
You mean your march militaire? Oh, but it was splendid.
The Archduchess doesn't seem to think so.
Then she must be mad.
Perhaps she was too busy to hear it.
I'm sure she was. Too busy dancing with her officers. I've just written a lampoon about the lady.
Oh, you haven't, Franz.
Oh, yes, I have. Listen.
There is a duchess in the town who never stops to wonder why the things of state be up or down, for peace or battle be the cry. She lets the lot go hang who may, so she can dance the night away. She lets the lot go hang who may, so she can dance the night away.
She lets the lot go hang who may, so she can dance the night away. She lets the lot go hang who may, so she can dance the night away. She lets the lot go hang who may, so she can dance the night away. So she can dance the night away. The night away.
And that's only the first verse. It gets worse as it goes on.
You should be ashamed.
Oh, Herr Lafont, I didn't see you. But why, it's true.
It is not true. And she is your duchess.
She's a selfish old martinet.
That old martinet, as you call her, was once the loveliest girl in Vienna. Look at this miniature.
Oh, yes. She was lovely.
I was her music master 30 years ago.
You never told me.
I tried to forget. It was blossom time, just as it is now. A lovely, unspoiled girl in love with Frederick Lafont. But he was poor, the music teacher, a nobody. And they talked to her of her duty, her rank, her destiny. One day I found a parcel of music at my lodgings. There was no letter, but the sheets of the music spoke as clearly as if she herself had said,
I shall never play again. So I gave up music. It hurt too much.
You gave up music for a memory?
For a duchess.
That night, the Archduchess called in all the officers of the Imperial Guard to dance with her in order of seniority. Rudy realizes that he has not yet had any dancing lessons and slips away to Herr Wimpassinger to learn the waltz before he's called on to partner the Archduchess.
Herr Wimpassinger, I've come for my dancing lesson.
But we agreed at noon tomorrow.
I'm sorry, but I must have it now, at once. You've got to teach me how to waltz in 20 minutes.
But that's impossible.
Perhaps your daughter and Herr Schubert would be kind enough to assist.
Yes. Vicky, you will dance with His Excellency. Now, Excellency, the basis of the waltz is these three simple steps. Thus, 1, 2, and 3. 1, 2, and 3.
Good. Let's try it. Now, I must fly. The Archduchess. Thank you. Good night, Herr Wimpassinger.
I'll see you out, Your Excellency.
Tomorrow.
Thank you for playing for us, Herr Schubert.
I was glad to, if it made you happy, Vicky.
I am happy tonight. Everything's so wonderful. The moon, the stars, and your playing. Don't you feel it, too?
Yes, I do now.
It's so quiet everywhere.
Vicky, if someone who loved you very much were to ask you to marry him, what would you say?
Herr Schubert, are you still thinking of that girl? Why don't you pluck up courage and ask her? Oh, fancy being frightened of a poor little girl who's probably dying to say yes. Good night.
I'll carve my name on every stone and tree. I'll tell it to the rivers flowing free, the forest too, and all the stars above, that all may know the story of my love. And if my soul's desire may reach it never, thine is my heart, thine is my heart, and will be thine, but thine forever. Morning wind shall bear it far away, and art for all my lips may never say. For meadows green and fields of yellow corn, through vale and hill the echoes will be born. And if my soul's desire may reach it never, thine is my heart, thine is my heart, and will be thine for thine forever.
And so the curtain falls on Act One of Blossom Time. The dancing lesson was a great success. Or was it? The Duchess was so impressed with Rudy's dancing that she rewarded him, much to his consternation, by commanding him to marry her lady-in-waiting, the Baroness von Kessler. The following morning, Rudy seeks out Vicky and runs into Franz Schubert.
Oh, is Vicky about?
She'll be back in a moment.
Thanks, I'll wait.
Herr Leutnant, are your intentions honorable?
What the devil do you mean? Are you her guardian?
I love her, but she doesn't love me. She loves you. You going to marry her?
No.
Poor Vicky.
But I want to. It's not my fault. I can't help myself. I love Vicky with all my heart. I'd marry her tomorrow if I could. But Her Imperial Highness has commanded me to marry a title. Her lady-in-waiting.
You must tell her the truth and never see her again.
But that's impossible.
Rudy, what are you doing here? It's not noon yet.
Tell her the truth, Herr Leutnant. I must go and rehearse for my concert.
Whatever is the matter? What have you to tell me?
Vicky, would you marry me if I weren't an officer? If I had to resign?
Resign? Why?
The Archduchess wishes me to marry one of her ladies-in-waiting.
Oh, she couldn't. She couldn't be so cruel.
Dear Vicky, don't distress yourself. It's you I love.
And I love you, too. Oh, don't leave me, ever.
I won't. If the Archduchess can't be made to see reason, then we leave Vienna. Nothing matters so long as we're together. We'll be married at once.
Yes, now, in blossom time.
Over all the spring has cast its spell. Hear it calling like a golden bell.
I must get back, Vicky. I'll see you as soon as I can.
Goodbye, Rudy.
Vicky? Vicky? Have you seen Franz Schubert? Vogel has a sore throat and cannot sing. Franz must sing his own songs. But
why the tears in your eyes?
It's that horrid Archduchess of yours. She won't let Rudy marry the girl he loves. Says he's got to marry some old lady in waiting.
Really? And who does Rudy love?
Me, of course.
It isn't like her to stand in the way of true love. At least it wasn't.
Oh, Hellefont, couldn't you go and speak to her for me?
No, I couldn't do that. But you, now if you could speak to her yourself, I'm sure she would understand.
Oh, you know I couldn't get past the undersecretary.
Wait, do you remember when that rascally Herr Schmidt was arrested for drawing a caricature of the Archduchess?
Yes. He demanded that she should hear the case personally and ended up by painting her portrait.
Well, you shall sing a caricature of the Archduchess. That lampoon specially composed by Franz Schubert.
The lampoon? Oh, but I'll be arrested.
Exactly. And then you must demand to be brought before the Archduchess.
I'll do it.
That night at the palace, where Herr Wimpassinger has been presenting a new ballet...
Very good, Wimpassinger, very good. We congratulate you.
Your Highness, I must apologize for intruding.
What now, Colonel? A declaration of war?
Your Highness, a person has been arrested for singing a libelous and seditious lampoon in a public place.
A lampoon? But why not? Everybody writes lampoons. It's good for the politicians
but
to hear.
But, Your Highness, this one is about you.
About me? That's different. Who was singing it?
A girl. Here is the lampoon she was singing.
And where is the girl?
Here, Your Highness. She demanded that you heard her case personally.
Did you sing this?
Yes, Your Highness.
Well, sing it again.
Oh, here, Your Highness?
Of course. Do you think I'm going out into the street to hear it? Sing it now.
There is a duchess in the town who never stops to wonder why a first stage go up or down if peace or bad will be the cry. She lets the lot go hang who may, so she can dance the night away. She lets the lot go hang who may, so she can dance the night away.
She lets the lot go hang who may, so she can dance the night away. She lets the lot go hang who may, so she can dance the night away. She lets the lot go hang who may, so she can dance the night away.
You have a sweet voice, child. And did you write this song?
Your Highness, I only wanted
did
to...
Did you write it?
No. No, Your Highness.
Then who did?
Your Highness, she means no...
Silence! When I need your advice, Count von Hohenberg, I'll ask for it. Who wrote this song?
Oh, Vicky, you must answer.
Oh, so you know the lady from Passenger.
She's my daughter. A good girl, I'm sure you're...
I'm sure Vicky meant no harm, Your Highness.
You too, Lightfoot? This is very interesting. We're beginning to understand. It might be as well if you told us who wrote this masterpiece.
Yes, I will. Schubert wrote it. Franz Schubert.
So, Colonel, fetch us this talented young man who has such a high opinion of his Archduchess. Fetch him at once.
At once, Your Highness.
Franz Schubert is arrested as he's about to commence his concert and is brought before the Duchess.
So, you are this Schubert who fears neither man nor beast, the author of this impressive masterpiece.
Yes, Your Highness.
And so you don't approve of your Archduchess dancing, eh?
On the contrary, I find it enchanting.
What?
All princes and rulers should dance. It would mean less war.
Then why on earth did you write this?
It was the only way I could be sure of getting an audience with Your Highness.
What insolence! The penalty for the lampoon
is... Be quiet! I will decide the penalty. But as for the lampoon, I like it. It has wit. That's what Vienna needs today. Why did you want an audience so badly?
I wanted to speak...
Come to the point, man. What is it?
Your Highness, words are difficult.
You had no difficulty in finding words in this. Come on, speak up. Say it, sing it, whistle it, anything but get on with it.
Perhaps, Your Highness, if I sing it this way...
Once there lived a lady fair, a high-born maid was she. So sweet and kind without a care, her heart was fancy-free. Till love came along at last one day, no girl at night was he. A humble youth, so they say, as modest as could be. But each looked into the eyes of each, their hearts were all aflame. As was a love beyond his reach, and his below her name. Oh, soon the enchanted days went by, and never the love was told. They parted with a hopeless sigh, though met as the years grew old. And many strove the hand to win, but how were they to know?
Come here, young man.
May I present my friend who helped me to write it?
Indeed. Quite ingenious. The court is dismissed. I shall try this young man myself. Go, all of you, all except this friend of the accused. Well, Herr Schubert, and what am I to do with you?
I'm afraid it's rather a problem.
Let's see if music will help. Play to me while I make up my mind. Frederick, let me look at you. Where have you been all these years?
You're
in Vienna?
And you never came to see me?
What would have been the use? Princesses may not fall in love. They may only marry.
Why have you never married all these years?
Why haven't you?
Still the same old Frederick. Herr Schubert.
Your Highness?
Your song pleases me. Oh, but what's the good of singing about broken hearts to me now?
It's in your power to save other hearts from breaking.
Whose?
Count von Hamburg's and the daughter of Herr Wimpertzinger.
Oh, what an unpleasant name that is.
She wants to change it.
And her Christian name is so charming. Vicky.
The same as yours.
So that's what she was trying to tell me. Go and get them, Frederick. Get everybody. This ball has been delayed long enough. And you, Herr Schubert. What is your interest in this affair?
Her happiness is everything to me, Your Highness.
You're a very extraordinary young man, aren't you?
Because I love so deeply.
Well. Oh, there you are. Come over here, Fräulein.
Your Highness?
Has Your Highness decided on a sentence?
Ah, yes, Colonel, we have. Fräulein Wimpfensinger has been sentenced for life.
For life? Oh, my poor Vicky.
I order her to marry Count von Hohenberg. And now the prisoner, Schubert.
Yes, Your Highness?
We'll sentence him to... I have it. Herr Schubert, I sentence you to compose a new marching song for the Imperial Guard.
But I've already done so. I sent it to you months ago.
Shall I play it now?
No, Herr Schubert, no. Tonight calls for something more romantic than a march. Don't you sometimes compose love songs?
Love comes at last in time, when our life is springing. Love comes to live in time, of many voices singing. Love comes to live in time, when there's no love in time.
Sometime you heard Moira Farrow, William Lloyd, George Randall, Jim Tregoning, Douglas Kelly, and Elizabeth Wing. Your singing stars were Peggy Allen and Robert Simmons. Orchestra and chorus were conducted by Verdon Williams. Your narrator was Morris Kellard. Blossom Time was produced by Alfred Potter and directed by Cedric Zahara.